Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hey everyone, Eric Vanek here of South Harmon and the America's Game podcast. You can follow me on X at Eric Vanek NFL and follow the South Harmon Fantasy Football Show on any of your podcast formats. We have all kinds of podcasts dropping every single day, it seems like. The YouTube as well, where you're watching this video. Make sure you click on it, like, subscribe. All that good stuff. Comment down below. Tell us who your waiver wire pickups are of the week. Those are always good to see from you guys. So if you could do that, it really helps us out. Would really appreciate if you could give us the like and subscribe. But today, I'm going to go over our week two takeaways and injuries from this past week. And then week three waiver wire. Who do we need to be looking at to pick up in our redraft leagues? And as always, our deep dynasty leagues, which I kind of cater to more anyways. I think most of you guys know who to pick up in redraft leagues. But I just want to also mention we are recording this before the Monday Night Football game. So we have two really good games this week. We got the Texans and Bucks and the Chargers and the Raiders. So if anything does happen to happen in that those games tonight, that obviously won't be on here. And then, you know, there's going to be some news that trickles out, you know, more towards the evening time tonight of more injuries. Like last week, we had the Mac Jones stuff. He wasn't on the podcast, but just wanted to bring that up. Just kind of check your news and stuff. There might be a few things that we miss here on the Waiver Wire podcast. Like today, we got a couple things early, so I was able to add them in this week, so which is really good. But let's go ahead. Let's start with our first one, and that's going to be Joe Burrow. Obviously, he's going to be injured. He's out for 3 months with a significant turf toe injury, tore the ligament in his big toe, so that kind of sucks for Joe Burrow. He's probably going to be missed most of the season, unfortunately for us, on Joe Burrow. Next guy up here I want to talk about is Jaden Daniels. So with Jaden Daniels, that just popped up here a little bit ago, he does have a knee injury and his status for Sunday is in question right now. He's not ruled out or anything, but it is possible that we may be out without Jaden Daniels this week. Next guy up, this is another one that just broke a few minutes ago too, and that was JJ McCarthy, who suffered an ankle injury and is likely out for this week. Carson Wentz will be stepping in as a starter for the Minnesota Vikings. So we're going to have Carson Wentz versus Jake Browning this week, Minnesota versus the Bengals. So that should be interesting. Next guy up I wanted to mention is Justin Fields. So Justin Fields is in concussion protocol, maybe out this week. I'd probably put it like 85% chance that he's out, but some players do recover a little bit faster and get through the protocol. So keep an eye out for that, but I would expect Justin Fields to probably miss this week for the New York Jets. Next guy up I want to bring up is Austin Eckler. So Austin Eckler from the Thursday game, he tore his Achilles. He is out for the year. And I think it's pretty safe to drop him in dynasty leagues. The 30 plus year old running back off a torn Achilles, probably not very ideal. So yes, I would go ahead and just cut Austin Eckler off of all my teams, unfortunately. Next guy up here is going to be Aaron Jones. Suffered a hamstring injury in the Sunday night game against the Falcons last night. Unlikely to play this week, according to Kevin O'Connell. So we're going to get a heavy dose of Jordan Mason. Probably get some Xavier Scott in there too, with Ty Chandler being on the IR as well. So Xavier Scott, who I'll mention here later, is probably worth a pickup as well. Another Thursday night injury, which was Jaden Reed. He broke his collarbone, probably misses most of the fantasy season. I would guess 2 months to 2.5 months is usually what it takes there for a broken collarbone. So yeah, Jaden Reed preseason. I think in redraft leagues, it's fairly safe to go ahead and drop Jaden Reed. Next up is going to be Kevontae Turpin. So Kevontae Turpin for the Dallas Cowboys, he suffered a neck injury and did not return to the game. So just monitor that on Kevontae Turpin this week, and we'll see how it goes. Redraft quarterbacks this week. So let's go ahead and get into the redraft quarterbacks. I think for this week, You know, some of the redraft guys I do like this week. There's some interesting games this week and kind of seeing who could even be out there. I do like Jake Browning still going up against the Vikings. Jake Browning, he's got these weapons, man. He's got Ja'Marr Chase still. He's got T. Higgins. He's got Chase Brown. So I think that could be somebody you can look up to this week is Jake Browning. I like Geno Smith, man. Geno Smith on the road against Washington. Washington just got beat up a little bit by the Green Bay Packers. And Geno Smith's been balling, man. We'll see what happens here on Monday night tonight. But yeah, Geno Smith has been playing really, really good ball. And then the last one I'm going to mention, Daniel Jones going up against the 0-2 Titans this week. And Daniel Jones has been one of the best quarterbacks in fantasy football this year. So yeah, I think you got to give a shout out here to Daniel Jones. All right, let's get into some dynasty quarterbacks now. So dynasty quarterbacks I'm going to start with is Jake Browning. So Burrow out for an extended period of time. I think if Jake Browning's out there in any of our dynasty leagues, best ball leagues, any of that kind of stuff, Jake Browning is definitely somebody you're going to want to pick up and probably spend a significant amount of money on. I'd be okay trading a third round pick to get him as well. Maybe even 2/3, to be honest with you, for Jake Browning. He's one of the better backups in the league. So that is definitely somebody I will invest in. Next guy up here is going to be Dylan Gabriel of the Cleveland Browns. Just want to mention him that they did bring in Gabriel at the end of the game of the blowout yesterday. He went 3 for 3, 19 yards, threw a touchdown to Dylan Sampson. So if the Browns ultimately pull off of Joe Flacco, which I'm highly likely at some point this season, Dylan Gabriel is going to be the one who gets the first shot. So if Dylan Gabriel's out there in any of your dynasty leagues, he is going to be worth a pickup. Next guy up is Marcus Mariota, and that's just in case Jaden Daniels misses this week. And Mariota has played pretty well when he had to come in last year for Jaden Daniels. So if Marcus Mariota happens to be out there and you have Jaden Daniels, I think that's a really good pickup as well. Next guy up here is Mac Jones. So if Mac Jones happens to still be out there, or hell, you can even trade for Mac Jones, I think he's worth it. He's starting for a few more weeks here. He had a hell of a first game against the Saints. I think he threw for 3 touchdown passes. So yeah, Mac Jones, definitely somebody I want to invest in. Next guy up I want to bring up is somebody we already kind of talked about, and that's Carson Wentz. He's going to be starting here for JJ McCarthy this week. Probably just a 1 week thing. So I'm not like, you know, going out to spend all my waiver money on Carson Wentz or anything like that. But I think if you need a quarterback for this week, and it's not a bad guy to go invest in. Next up here is going to be Tyrod Taylor, and that's with the Justin Fields concussion. Probably he's going to miss this week, and Tyrod Taylor will be the starter. I think Tyrod Taylor is a guy that can just get you by this week, and hopefully you can get the best out of that. All right, let's get in now to the redraft running back. So the first guy up here is Bashaw Tutten. He played 18 snaps, which is 25% of the snaps. He ran 7 routes, 2 targets, 2 catches for 32 yards and a touchdown, and he had 8 carries for 42 yards. So if Tutten happens to be out there on your waiver wires this week, he is my number one waiver priority claim this week for sure in all of my leagues, especially in redraft. I think he is set up here to kind of ascend like Bucky Irving did last year. They're already setting the floor for it, so I want to get him now before it's too late. Next guy up here I'm going to talk about is Cam Scadabo. So Cam Scadabo kind of took over the job this week from Tyrone Tracy. He played the most snaps, 35, 52%. He ran 18 routes. He had 3 targets, caught 2 of them for 14 yards, and then he had 11 carries for 45 yards on a touchdown and outplayed Tyrone Tracy in this game. Tyrone Tracy kind of was forced to go to the kickoff return game, and he did pretty good kickoff returns, but looks like Scadabo is the one who's taking over this backfield now. Next guy up, Blake Corum. This is just in case like Kyron does go down. They are starting to play Blake Corum a little bit more. 18 snaps, he ran 10 routes, didn't do anything with the routes, but 5 carries for 44 yards and a touchdown. So yeah, Blake Corum is definitely somebody I'm gonna keep my eye on. Now let's get to some dynasty running backs. So first guy up here is a couple of Washington guys, actually 3 of them. So Jeremy McNichols is going to be a pain in our ass, a thorn in our side the rest of the year with Eckler out. It is going to be, obviously, Bill Kroski Merritt. McNichols is going to be up there, and Chris Rodriguez. And I think McNichols is going to be the third down back, the pass-catching running back, and the pass-blocking running back here. So McNichols is going to have a pretty sizable role week to week. Is it going to lead to much fantasy points? I doubt it, but it's going to be somebody that we're going to be like wishing he was gone, but he's going to have to be somebody that they rely on. Next guy up here is going to be Chris Rodriguez, who's been inactive the last 2 weeks, but now with this Austin Eckler injury, he's more than likely coming up, and we'll see what his role is. He could be the short yardage guy, the goal line guy, and take a little bit from Bill Kroski Merritt, but we'll have to see here what Chris Rodriguez does. Next guy up is somebody that they did sign today, and it is a former player that played under Cliff Kingsbury in Arizona, and that is Chase Edmonds. So they brought Chase Edmonds in on the practice squad. So I want to just put him out there. He's a very deep stash. If you need him, you know, Chase Edmonds could be a guy. Next guy up is going to be Xavier Scott of the Minnesota Vikings. So with Aaron Jones missing, that means Scott is going to be the number two running back. I think it's also a possibility because they re-sign Cam Akers. He's out there available, knows the offense. So I think that is a possibility too, that they could sign Cam Akers here. But Xavier Scott right now, he's going to be the RB2 this week for the Minnesota Vikings. And then the last guy is going to be Tyler Beatty again. 13 snaps, 9 routes, 2 targets, caught 2 of them for 19 yards, and they had a carry for 3 yards. And that's basically just Beatty is going to be annoying for us all year long. Like, they, he is the new Jaleel McLaughlin in this offense, unfortunately. All right, let's get into redraft wide receivers. So Dontavian Wicks, with the injury to Jaden Reed, Dontavian Wicks should now step into a starting wide receiver role here for the Green Bay Packers. And he played 37 snaps, which was 54% of the snaps last week. 6 targets, 4 for 44. So, yes, Dontavian Wicks, I think somebody in my deeper redraft leagues, is worth a pickup this week. Next guy up here is going to be Dyami Brown of the Jacksonville Jaguars. He's going to be a starter all year long. 57 snaps, 80% of the snaps, 37 routes, 5 targets, 5 for 57, and a touchdown. So Dyami Brown is going to be an every week guy that's going to be in there for you. And I think when bye weeks come around, that's going to be somebody you're probably going to have to start. So Dyami Brown, somebody that's worth picking up. Next guy up here is going to be Hunter Renfro, who had 69 snaps, 81% of the snaps this week. He ran 53 routes. He had 7 catches for 48 yards and 2 touchdowns on 9 targets this week. So, yeah, Hunter Renfro is somebody that I think if the Panthers are going to have to throw quite a bit, Hunter Renfro is going to be somebody that's going to be good for us. And then we have Jalen Coker possibly coming back here in a couple weeks as well. Another guy that I would spend quite a bit of money on, my first waiver priority claim and all that, is Troy Franklin. 49 snaps, 83% of the snaps, 28 routes. He had 9 targets. He caught 8 of them for 89 yards and a touchdown. This is somebody I mentioned last week, somebody I personally picked up quite a bit before week one. I could just see this coming. Like, he's better than Marvin Mims and more of a traditional receiver than Marvin Mims. Like, it was inevitable that Troy Franklin was going to be a starter and somebody that they were going to rely on, and it's already here. So if Troy Franklin happens to be out there in your leagues, go pick him up. Next guy is going to be Tyquan Thornton. So Tyquan Thornton, 45 snaps this week, 75% of the snaps, 30 routes. He had 5 targets, 2 for 59 and a touchdown. And Mahomes overthrew him on a wide open one where he would have had an 80-yard touchdown on top of it. So Tyquan Thornton with Worthy out and some of these receivers out, Thornton is the guy that's been stepping up for them quite a bit. I think he's worth a pickup. Now let's get into some dynasty wide receivers. So Malik Heath, for the Packers is going to be my first guy here. 22 snaps, 32%, one target, one catch for 37 yards. This just has to do with Jaden Reed being out. Malik Heath is going to be getting in there some more. And then another guy that's going to be getting in there some more too is going to be Savion Williams of the Packers, their third round draft pick. So he only played 11 snaps this week, 16%. He had two carries for 24 yards. But I think on those end arounds and some of the stuff in the slot, Savion Williams is a guy that could come in and maybe do some of the stuff that Jaden Reed did. So that's another guy I'm going to target this week in my deep dynasty leagues. Next guy up here is going to be Isaiah Bond for the Cleveland Browns. He played more snaps this week, 28 snaps, 38%. He ran 20 routes, three targets, only had one for six, but obviously we know this guy is super talented. It's going to just take a little bit of time here for him to get going, but I think when he does, he's going to be locked in as the Browns' third wide receiver. Some other Ravens running or wide receivers here. So Tylan Wallace, 28 snaps, which is 50% of the snaps, 16 routes, two targets, two for 25 and a touchdown. I'm not believing in this one too much, but I just wanted to bring him up that he played the third most passing snaps on this team this week over Devontae Walker, who we're going to get into, and DeAndre Hopkins. And speaking of which, we'll get into Devontae Walker now. 13 snaps, 23% of the snaps. He ran five routes on those snaps, though. Targeted twice, two catches for 26 yards, and two touchdowns. This guy has three career catches in the NFL. All three are for touchdowns. So I've seen him in best ball leagues quite a bit. This is a guy I constantly picked up when I had a free roster spot in some of my dynasty leagues, best ball leagues especially. And he was in my lineup this week. So you never know with these guys, man. Like, churning this bottom of your roster can get you a guy like Devontae Walker, and voila, he catches two touchdowns and he's in your lineup helping you win a week. So just be careful or mindful of these guys and picking them up, and make sure you're churning that bottom of the roster every single week. Next guy up is going to be Parker Washington. So 17 snaps he played this week, which was 24%, but he got 12 routes and he had six targets on those routes, five for 76, and he was making some really good plays this week. So I think Parker Washington is a guy who could get more involved here for the Jags as we go forward. Next guy up is going to be Mac Hollins. And like I said last week, he's just going to be annoying all year. He's going to be a guy you don't want, but he's just a body that's going to play a lot of snaps. 39 snaps, 65%. He only ran 18 routes, two targets, and he caught the one for 8 yards and a touchdown. So that's a guy who can just sneak into your lineup for, you know, weeks where you're struggling a little bit, and, you know, Mac Hollins sticks it in there for a touchdown. So that's going to be somebody we want to invest in. Next up is Kendrick Bourne of the 49ers. Basically, right off the street, comes in, 35 snaps, puts MVS and all these other Sky Moores, all these other dusty guys behind him, and just puts them out the pasture. Like, with 35 snaps, 49%, 26 routes, he had three targets, three catches for 32 yards right out the gate. So Kendrick Bourne is definitely going to be somebody that they count on until they get, you know, DeMarcus Robinson back and Brandon Ayuk back. Next guy up I wanted to bring up is Tyler Johnson. So Tyler Johnson, he played the most snaps of any Jets wide receiver this week, 45 snaps, which was 96% of their snaps. He ran 30 routes, only had the one target, though. Didn't catch anything. But hey, a guy that's going to be out there that much, you're going to want him. But it was just the Jets. They couldn't pass the ball worth a shit. All right, next up is another Jets receiver, Arian Smith, the rookie from Georgia. 22 snaps, 47%. He ran 19 routes on those. He caught two targets, and he had one for eight. So this is a guy I like coming into the draft and somebody that they are using quite a bit early on. So Arian Smith is somebody I will want to target. Next up here is going to be Jordan Whittington of the Rams. So he passed over Tutu Atwell this week, 39 snaps, 64%. He ran 17 routes, two targets, caught two of them for 42 yards. So Jordan Whittington, somebody I really like in this high-powered offense. Yeah, give me some Jordan Whittington if he's available for sure. Next guy up is Chimere Dike of the Tennessee Titans. So he finally got in there some more. He played 28 snaps, 42%, 17 routes, had 5 targets, only caught 2 of them for minus 1 yard. But it was worthy to note here that Chimere Dike is getting in there some more and playing for us on offense. Next guy up I want to bring up is Bryson Tremaine of the Carolina Panthers. So with Xavier Legette having one of the worst stat lines I've ever seen in my life, Bryson Tremaine got out there quite a bit. Now, it was only 15 snaps, 18% of the snaps, but he ran a route on 13 of those 15 snaps, and he had 5 targets, 3 catches for 48 yards from Bryson Tremaine. This is a guy I heard about last year in Washington that almost made the team, and then he made the team here in Carolina this year. He's somebody that I'm definitely going to pick up in some of my deeper best ball leagues this week as somebody that I think could make an impact here for them, especially with Legette being so terrible. All right, redraft tight ends. Let's get into it. Brenton Strange. Talked about him last week. He continues it. I want these snap share guys that are playing 80% of snaps or more. So Brenton Strange, 64 snaps, 90% of the Jaguar snaps, 39 routes, 5 targets, 3 for 17. Yeah, the stat line isn't great, but he's out there for 90% of the snaps, guys. That is rare in today's game. So that is a guy I definitely want, and that's somebody that's going to have some bigger games as we get through the year. Next guy up, same thing, is going to be Theo Johnson of the Giants. 56 snaps, 84% of the snaps, pretty much just like he was last year, man. He was a guy that played pretty much all the snaps for the Giants. 34 routes, he was targeted 5 times, caught 4 of them for 34 yards. You know, he's playing all these snaps. That's a guy that I definitely want. Next guy up is going to be Juwan Johnson of the Saints. So hopefully you listened last week and picked him up. He's doing it again. 68 snaps, 96% of the snaps, 37 routes, 9 targets, 5 for 49, and 1 touchdown this week. So Juwan Johnson, definitely going to be somebody I want in my tight end spot. Like, I want him over Mark Andrews going forward. I want him. Obviously, if you miss George Kittle, I want Juwan Johnson in my lineup. I think Juwan Johnson's like almost an every week starter until proven otherwise. Next guy up here is going to be Jatavion Sanders of the Carolina Panthers. 56 snaps, which is 66% of the snaps, 38 routes, 10 targets, 7 for 54. And this is a guy that they're just going to get the ball to. He is their receiving tight end now and somebody that they really, really trust. So, yeah, Jatavion Sanders is another guy I want on my teams. Dynasty tight ends, only a couple this week. Jake Tonjes, that's how you say it now. 56 snaps. He played 79% of the snaps, 31 routes, 5 targets, 4 for 31. So that is Koopa's favorite new player in the league. So shout out to you, Koopa. You probably got a little bit of him in your lineups this week. But yeah, Jake Tonjes is going to be somebody that you're going to want in our deep best ball leagues. And then lastly is going to be Grant Calcaterra with Dallas Goedert missing this week. We don't know how long he's going to miss, but Calcaterra, 53 snaps, 88% of the snaps, only ran 22 routes, 2 targets, and caught 1 for 6. That's just because Jalen Hurts and these guys just can't throw the fucking ball at all. It's pretty worthless out there. And then lastly, our What the Fuck Are We Doing Here, Man segment. Brought to you by here at South Harmon by me. I love doing this segment every week. So here's some of the things from that I was looking through, some of the snaps and snap shares, all that stuff, and kind of seeing like, well, what are we doing here, man? Like, this is just stupid. So why are we rolling Jerome Ford out there double over Dalton Sampson and Quinshon Judkins? Like, he played 34 snaps, which was like way over Sampson and Judkins. I understand it's Judkins' first game, but Jerome Ford looked like shit. Get him out of there. Like, let's just roll with Judkins and Sampson and get Jerome Ford out of our lives. The Chicago Bears. Let's draft Colston Loveland and Luther Burden high in the draft, and we're going to play Cole Kmet and Olamide Zaccheaus over them by quite a bit. Like, what are we doing here? Like, get the young kids out there. Your team sucks. Like, you're trying to build chemistry with Caleb and these guys. Like, play Loveland and Burden. Like, what are we doing here? Demario Douglas, his snaps decreased significantly this week. Only played 15 snaps. So why? So we could get Mac Hollins out there? I don't know. It's just stupid to me. I hope Demario Douglas gets going here a little bit. Another thing on the Patriots. They said, hey, we need to get the ball more to Travion Henderson. And what do the Patriots do? They give him even less snaps than he had last week. So, yeah. What the fuck are we doing here, Mike Vrabel and Josh McDaniels? Next, Caleb Johnson. He's just fucked again. Only 2 snaps on offense. Like, in your redraft leagues, Caleb Johnson's probably droppable right now, to be honest with you. Also, here it is from earlier. How is it possible to get 8 targets, catch only 1 of them for minus 2 yards? Only time that's been done in NFL history, Xavier Leggett. He is absolutely dog shit fucking awful. Let's throw out, you know, Tet McMillan, Coker when he gets back, and Renfro. Make those a starting 3. They just... You're going to have to punt on Xavier Leggett. He's one of the worst wide receivers in the league, and he's not learning shit. And then last but not least, Vikings. They need to figure it out on offense. They are absolutely sinking TJ Hockenson and Adam Thielen owners. And we don't even have Jordan Addison back yet either, which is another frightening thought. Like, how are they going to support all these offensive players? And... you know, we have McCarthy out there not being able to support all these guys. Like, they need to figure it out and figure it out really fucking fast before we lose a lot of games because we're starting these Hockensons and Thielens and stuff. So they need to figure it out really, really quickly. But that is it for this week, guys. Appreciate you guys tapping in. Hopefully this helped you out last week. Hopefully it got you some wins. Hopefully this week it gets you some more wins. But appreciate everybody for listening in or watching us on YouTube. Make sure you like, subscribe, comment on the video. That really helps us. Podcast 5 stars is always very helpful as well. So we'll be back next week for week 4. Good luck, boys.